it's still stunning the number of abortions that take place and the amount of money that, that the government gets from taxpayers who would otherwise be very opposed to this whole idea. It's still a constant conflict in my heart anyway.
I know. And the thing, Bill, that really so tenders my heart when I see this number, 323,999 abortions by Planned Parenthood in 2014. It's such a precise number. Mm. You know, it'd be easy for them to report 324,000 abortions.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? They were one shy. Think about that one child that didn't get aborted. Think about those individual lives that were snuffed out. And also, you know, the other number that's really important here is that $553.7 million from U.S. taxpayers. The Hyde Amendment says federal money cannot go for abortion services. But state by state, there are states that are using taxpayer funds to pay for abortion, including California, among others. And that means that it involves people like you and me who may never be walking into a Planned Parenthood facility because our dollars are subsidizing it. And the other thing that's important for us to know as bystanders in this, because that's my motto, Bill, abortion's going to stop when the bystanders get engaged. It's just like schoolyard bullying. Okay, you have an unattractive victim. I mean, even among Christian circles, we can judge and hold our noses if an unmarried woman shows up pregnant at church. Of course, we don't, you know, present ourselves that way, but in our heart of hearts, often that's what happens. And you have this unattractive victim, and then you have the bully saying, yeah, here, give me your money, and I'm going to take care of that. And this is going to end when the bystanders, you and me and the rest who aren't involved directly, say, enough. You're not doing that to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Not here, not now. And so as we think about where our tax dollars are going, you have to realize that Planned Parenthood, as Carly Fiorina pointed out, is a slush fund. They're taking that federal money for quote unquote health care, and they're turning health care, that is, and they're turning around and giving it to candidates to elect them to further the cause of abortion rights.
Mm.
And that's well documented as well.
Mm-hmm.
They spent over $500,000 in the last presidential campaign electing President Obama, and also even I think triple that amount with negative ads against his opponent. And so if this is okay with you, that's great. Go about your day.
Mm.
If as a bystander this troubles you, it's time for us to stand up and do something.